Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 through 33, Jesus said, "Do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear?' For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Fellow redeemed, our word worry is from the old English word weirgen. And weirgen literally means, ready for this? Literally means to strangle. The Merriam-Webster dictionary defines worry not only as anxiety, but literally as choking, tearing at the neck, pulling at with teeth. And the example given is that of a dog worrying a bone. I know that picture. Many, many years ago, I had a German shepherd named Maggie. And occasionally, I would buy Maggie butcher bones from the local supermarket. And I vividly recall how Maggie would gnaw and chew on those bones until her gums bled. And yet, when I attempted to remove the bone and the source of the pain, she would growl at me. That made me think, boy, that's a good picture of the way that we worry, isn't it? We gnaw and chew on our problems and worries, refusing to let them go, no matter how much pain or emotional bleeding they cause. Jesus said, "Do not worry." He said that several times in Matthew chapter 6, but often the nuance of his words is not reflected in English translations. For example, in Matthew 6:25, "Do not worry" is "do not go on worrying." And in Matthew 6, verse 31, "do not worry" is "do not begin to worry." So understand the comprehensiveness of what the Lord Jesus is saying to every one of you today. He's saying, if you're worrying, stop. And if you're not worrying, don't even start. And here are some reasons why. First of all, don't worry because worry is absolutely useless. And even the world recognizes this. A man by the name of Glenn Turner once wrote that worrying is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but it gets you no place. Jesus described the uselessness of worry too when he said, "So who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life?" And the answer is absolutely no one. In fact, if anything, worry detracts from the length of life because of all the stress placed on the body. You know that expression, to be worried sick, is not just an expression, it's a medical condition. Just think back to the last time you were really, really worried about someone or something. What were the symptoms? A racing heart, a churning stomach, fatigue, sleeplessness? What would happen to a car if you kept the engine running at full throttle but never took the transmission out of neutral? That's what happens when we worry. And there's another way to translate verse 27. Jesus would then say this, "Who of you by worrying can add a single cubit to his height?" A cubit was about 18 to 22 inches. What's the point? Point is, Jesus is saying, so remember how you stayed up all last night worrying? When you got up this morning, were you taller? Did you have to buy a new wardrobe? Did you suddenly have to stoop when walking through doorways? No, worry is absolutely useless. Why do it? But a second reason not to worry. No matter what you and I can't accomplish, the Almighty God can. And if that's true, I suppose we should let him do the worrying. This is why Scripture so often urges us to take all of our problems and burdens to the Lord in prayer and to leave them there. In fact, when we pray in the name of Jesus, in a sense, are we not also putting the name of Jesus on our problems and worries? Aren't we also saying, Lord, here, you take these problems, you take these burdens. I can't carry them any longer. I never could. And by the way, now they have your name on them. They belong to you and not to me. Paul wrote in Philippians, do not worry about anything. Do not be anxious. But in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Clearly, God doesn't want you to worry. Paul did not say, let God take care of that part, and you worry about the rest. Paul said, don't you worry about a thing. Not today, not tomorrow, not the next day, not the next meal, not the next medical test. When we give our problems to the Lord, something miraculous happens. He gives us something in return. And what does He give us? He gives us His peace, that divine peace that sets our hearts and our minds and our souls at rest in the Lord Jesus. Why should we go on worrying? But third, don't worry because God really, really loves you. And you're thinking, okay, but what does that have to do with my being worried? A lot. Sometimes we worry the most when we convince ourselves that God really doesn't love us, that He doesn't care about our personal circumstances. In this text, Jesus said, the pagans run after all these things, the basics of life. Do you know why the pagans do that? Because pagans, by definition, do not know the one true God, who is also our Creator, our Provider, and our Redeemer. But by God's grace and Spirit, each of you know God, and you know Him through the coming and dying and rising of our Lord Jesus Christ. And because we do know God, why should we go on worrying? Jesus so often told His disciples in the worst of situations, oh, you of little faith. Well, if that's true, wouldn't this be true? If we are to worry less, should we not trust God more? And finally, don't worry because you have a Father in heaven who knows exactly what you need. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus repeatedly stressed that relationship. Your Father, your Father, your Father. For example, He said, let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Or think of the introduction to the Lord's Prayer, our Father who art in heaven, Matthew 6, verse 9. When I was growing up, there was an old black and white TV show that was called Father Knows Best. Some of you may have heard of it. The reality is, in this world, fathers don't always know best, earthly fathers. But you have a heavenly Father who does. You have a Father who loves you with a perfect love, a Father who leads you in a perfect way, and a Father who only gives you perfect gifts, even if those gifts prove to be when times are difficult. So what is Jesus telling you today? He's telling you, these are His words, not mine. If you're worrying, stop it. If you're not worrying, don't even start. Give Him your burdens. He will give you His peace. And that's His promise. Amen. Our closing hymn is 428 stanzas 1 and 6.